This extraordinary young lady has been featured in Fortune Magazine, Wall Street Journal, for her business endeavors and her ventures. But the other day, she was so generous and so kind to ship to me some cookies. And I really appreciate the fact that this young lady shipped me some cookies, and I have been chomping on those cookies all weekend. She has an extraordinary new best-selling book, The Gluten-Free Almond Flour Cookbook, Breakfasts, Entrees, and More. Good morning, Lana.
Good morning, Dr. Jones. How are you?
You can call me Alvin. How's
that?
Oh,
you're such a sweetheart. Thank
you.
No,
you're a sweetheart for sending me these cookies. You done the wrong thing now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I didn't put you on my GPS system, and I am coming to Colorado. I am going to hunt you down, and you're going to have to bake me cookies again and again and again.
And that's good. I have a couple batches sitting in the kitchen. So
I thought that was real kind. I mean, that showed a tremendous amount of class. And then also, can I tell you a secret?
Sure.
Between me and you,
the
cookies were good.
Oh, good.
You know, I don't have to fake it and say, oh, thank you, Ilana.
Well, I was hoping you'd like them.
No, they were good. Now, why are we cooking with almond flour instead of the traditional other flour?
Well, for several reasons. First of all, the incidence of celiac disease is on the rise in this country, and people who have celiac disease need to eat gluten-free foods. And almond flour is a highly nutritious replacement for wheat flour. In fact, it's much more nutritious than all the other gluten-free flours that are out there. So I love cooking with almond flour just because of the nutrition. And then second of all, some of the other gluten-free flours don't taste that great, especially according to my husband. He's my chief taster. And so we love almond flour because it's moist and rich and has great texture and flavor. And then third of all, almond flour is much easier to cook with than other gluten-free flours. You can just replace the wheat flour with almond flour instead of adding strange foods like xanthan gum, guar gum, and mixes of four, five, six other flours.
Now, your husband's name, his name is Rob, right?
It is.
Okay, so I'll make sure I got Rob right, because it was really interesting on a side note hearing about the challenge that you and your son were facing with this particular disease. And also, it was nice that your husband has been your biggest cheerleader.
Yeah, he has been.
Mm-hmm.
That's well said. He and really has been. And he doesn't have any dietary restrictions.
Oh, he doesn't?
He doesn't. So he's a good person to taste test my food because he can tell. He's still eating, you know, when he's going out or on business trips, he'll eat regular food and he can really compare and say, no, this isn't as good. You need to bake it again. Test it again, or oh, this is amazing. And I always know it's amazing when I come. He stays up late sometimes, and I'll come down in the morning, and half the cookies or all the cookies are gone.
Well, that's a good thing. That's a
that's
good thing.
That's a good sign that
now,
it's working.
Let's talk about cost, because unfortunately, a lot of times people, you know, when they think about their diet, they think about the cost.
Uh-huh.
Compare the cost for almond flour, which is better to have, especially for those who have these challenges, than the regular flour. What's the cost difference?
Well, wheat flour is significantly less than almond flour in cost, but if you look, you know, gram for gram at your nutrition intake, then it starts to even out because you need to, you also need to eat a lot less almond flour because it's really filling. If you're, you know, snacking on nuts, you're going to get a lot more full a lot faster than if you're snacking on, say, crackers or chips or bread. But almond flour is more expensive, and there, almond flour, the price of almonds has gone up in the last few years just because as the dollar was weaker against other currencies, more almonds were exported from this country, and then demand also increased because of the low-carb dieters. That's a bigger fad. The Heart Association is endorsing almonds. So the demand for almonds has gone up, and the price has gone up also.
Okay, so let's say I believe you. I'm going to do what you say. I'm going to be a follower of your club, okay?
Yeah.
I got my almond flour. Now, on page number 8, what kind of salt? You say Celtic sea salt?
Yes, I like to use Celtic sea salt.
How does that differ from kosher sea salt?
Well, it's naturally harvested from the ocean in Europe, and it just, I think, has not quite as strong a flavor as kosher sea salt. I know people have substituted kosher sea salt. Some people say it comes out okay. Some people say it's a little too salty. But I just found this Celtic sea salt probably 10 or so years ago and kind of fell in love with it. So that's what I've been using.
Okay. Well, it's good to fall in love. grape seed oil and coconut oil. Tell me about those two.
Well, grape seed oil is a pretty amazing oil because a lot of people that are gluten intolerant or have celiac disease also have trouble digesting dairy. It's a large percentage. So I use grape seed oil instead of butter in my recipes so that the recipes can be gluten-free and dairy-free. And then coconut oil is another wonderful oil. I use it more sparingly. I use it only in recipes that I want to have a coconutty flavor. But a lot of research is coming out now that's saying coconut oil is good for the thyroid, good for the skin, can actually raise your metabolism. So I throw a tablespoon of coconut oil into my protein shake every morning.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are kind of anti-fat. I think people are changing slowly to knowing that fat is not a bad food. But coconut oil is going to be known as a miracle food probably within 5 years.
Okay. Let's say, for example, I watch my glycemic index.
Uh-huh.
I got to have me something sweet.
Uh-huh.
I don't want sugar.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want maple syrup.
Right.
And I ain't going to deal with no honey.
Uh-huh.
Give me an alternative.
So agave nectar is fantastic because, you know, sugar is a highly processed food that spikes our glycemic index, spikes our blood sugar, and agave has a nice sweet flavor and makes the baked goods moist without spiking your blood sugar. And the other thing is, you know, I use very little agave in a lot of my recipes, and I have a sweetness index on each recipe for low, medium, and high, so that if you are someone who, for example, is diabetic or pre-diabetic, then you can look at those recipes and get a better idea of which one's going to be for you. Celiac disease and diabetes ride on the same gene, so a lot of people that have celiac want to be careful about not eating too much sugar. A lot of people that are perfectly healthy probably would do well to be careful about not eating too much sugar.
Okay, let's look at one other thing here. Okay, it's breakfast time there in Colorado.
Uh-huh.
I'm having breakfast here.
Uh-huh.
So let's say, for example, you know, I got an option, preserve, jam, or spread. Which one would be better, preserve, jam, or fruit spread?
I love fruit spread because it is just made with, I use an organic fruit spread, and it's made with organic fruits with a little bit of apple juice in it, and it doesn't have any sugar, it doesn't have the pesticides. And it's really nice on biscuits. And it's, say, in the raspberry bars that are in the dessert section of my book.
I'm on my way to the airport now. You didn't mess with me now. You didn't say biscuits. Whoa.
Yeah, I have classic drop biscuits in the book. And they're so easy to make. That's the great thing, I think, about these recipes. I shouldn't be tooting my own horn. But one of the things I love is that some of them only have 5 or 6 ingredients. So who has the time to deal with lots of ingredients and complicated recipes? I know I don't. I have 2 little boys. They want to help, or they want me to, pulling on my sleeves, want me to do something else. So it's wonderful to be able to mix something up in 10 minutes and throw it in the oven.
Well, you know, it's an extraordinary book. I've tasted those cookies. They are wonderful, and I made the mistake of sharing them, which I shouldn't have done. I should have taken them home and kept them to myself. So you started a national incident here, Ilana. So, and then also, now that you mentioned biscuits, so when, just tell your husband, Rob, when he sees a guy staying at the door asking for some biscuit, just let him know right now, Alvin is on the way, okay?
Okay, sounds great.
Tell me how to get a copy of your book and let me know about any website we can go to for more information.
Sure. The book is on Amazon.com, the Gluten-Free Almond Flour Cookbook. And then my website is ElanasPantry.com. That's ElanasPantry.com. And I post a couple new recipes every week and give – there's no – the recipes are free. Anyone can access the site, and the recipes are very healthy and hopefully tasty. My husband says they are, and I trust him. So –